And we're live. Welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of Crimbo Lag with Jake and Mr. Skullhead.
Crimbo Lag? Is there Crimbo Lag?
Apparently, everybody in Harem's complaining about it. I was like, do not think that I am a sympathetic ear for your lag worries. Yeah. There's no lag on my server.
Yeah. It's weird. If there really is no lag on dev, then that means that we might actually be running into like web server lag and not database server lag. But I don't know. I finally pulled myself out of KOL's ass at about 9:30 last night, and all I did today was sit around and go Christmas shopping and drink beer. I decided to combine shopping and drinking into an activity that I'm not sure if I want to call it dropping or shrinking yet.
Huh.
But, I did a terrible job of Christmas shopping.
How did you screw up Christmas shopping?
I bought two of everything, and really, I bought one of everything that I was trying to buy a pair of.
So you ended up with, like, two Highlanders and one sock?
Yeah.
Wow. I was trying to think of something that you would only ever buy one of, but we just couldn't get there.
A pair of underwear?
I suppose. I bought a single underwear.
Yeah. How have you been doing?
Yeah, we did really well. We got the Christmas tree up last night, and all lit up and lovely. And we're actually sending out Christmas cards, having found last year's Christmas cards in a drawer.
It's like the ones that other people sent you. You're just going to white out the names and replace them and send them to other people.
Oh no, we found the cards that we were going to send to people last year, like in a drawer, filled out and addressed, and with like just enough time sensitive text on the inside that we couldn't send them this year.
Huh.
So we said, well, by God, we'll send them again.
Because they were all like lists of things that you were thankful for this holiday season, and one of them was that your wife wasn't pregnant.
Yeah, that and, we were telling people, I can't wait to see you in a couple of weeks, because we were about to go to Georgia for Christmas down there, but we're not doing that this year.
I see. You could just really confuse everybody. You could say, I can't wait to see you in a couple of weeks, and then they'd be like, what the fuck?
And they'd just be...
You could confuse people even more by not sending them out until, like, April.
Right. Maybe we should just put stamps on them and send them out. But yeah, sometime in the middle of the year.
It seems weird that you... Oh, of course, to me, it seems weird that you would get them as far as the point where they needed to be mailed, and that would be the thing that... that would be the point at which it stopped. But for me, all I have to do is get things to the point that they're going to be mailed, and then I hand them to Zlaenia, and she does all the stamping and taking them to the post office for me. So I guess without that luxury, that might be a more arduous part of the process than I'm accustomed to myself.
Yeah, at least this time Jess has a job in an office where she can just put something in a bin and it'll get mailed. It's like, to mail things, we have to go to the post office because there's no such thing as a curbside mailbox here in front of your house.
Really? Yeah. How do you get your mail?
Well, we have a little box that's like, well, like the office has, like an office, like a mail slot kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And to get...
We actually got a new mailbox for the office.
Yeah, or and we have a
things
little
have,
box.
Things have really changed since you left, Mr. Skullhead.
I'm glad to know that I was the one that was holding up progress, you know?
Yeah.
At least I was able to get out of there and allow you guys to fulfill the
deadline. No, I mean, we were always going to get a new mailbox, but your car was in the way.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I probably shouldn't have parked my car there the entire time I lived there.
Yeah. You were always parking your car on the front wall of the office. I think I'm going to send a single Christmas card out this year, because I want my mom to see the Christmas cards that we made. So I was gonna send her one of those, but I might not get around to it. I might just end up handing it to her when she comes up for Christmas. I haven't gotten my tree yet. Everybody made fun of me last year for buying like a 12-foot Christmas tree.
You have a place for a 12-foot Christmas tree, though.
Sort of. I thought that little thing on the stairs when I first bought the house, I was like, oh man, that's where the Christmas tree is going. So I actually got like, I think I got an 8-foot Christmas tree. But it was way too tall to fit in that space. It's not as large as it looks outside. But yeah, I don't know. I'm thinking of a smaller tree and put it downstairs in the den kind of place. I could just get a really small one and put it in the bar, and that's where we could spend Christmas this year.
You know, I've always wanted to spend Christmas in a bar.
Last year was the first Christmas in like 10 years that I have not spent a good portion of the evening and night at a bar. But I think I'm gonna break with that this year. I'm going back. The people I knew were always there, you know? That was what you did on Christmas. You went to the bar. Because that was what you did every day. You went to the bar. I'm thinking about writing a book of poetry and changing my name to Charles Bukowski.
I don't think that you should do that. I think you could.
You think I should change my name before I write the book of poetry so that I'll sell more copies?
Yeah, that would make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Or you could change your name to Chuck Palahniuk and write a book of poetry. And everyone
has he written a book of poetry?
How postmodern. I don't know if he has yet, but I wouldn't put it past him.
You think he will?
Yeah.
It was weird, you know, like, normally I'm not disappointed when I find out that people are gay, but with Chuck Palahniuk, I was kind of disappointed when I found out that he was gay.
Is he?
You know, he certainly seems gay, which that was the problem. I don't actually care if he's gay or not. I was disappointed that he seems all gay.
I see.
Very.
I figured that somebody who wrote movies wrote books that were that tough guy would have to be a little feminine person.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you understand the mind of the somewhat gay writer better than I do. You see what I did there, Mr. Skullhead?
I think you're once again calling me gay.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that was what you were doing there.
Are you suggesting that the pot is once again calling the kettle black?
Oh, no. You're the straightest man I know.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But then I generally spend a lot of time in bathhouses with a bunch of gay dudes.
Yeah, and karaoke bars is what I was going to say. You choose your friends entirely on the basis of how well they're able to sing Billy Joel songs at karaoke.
Right. The funny thing is, we went to karaoke with Vaginal Blood Fart, and I was like, I was wondering what he possibly would sing at karaoke, because he's Mr. Punk Rock, and he sang a Billy Joel song. Apparently,
was it a punk rock cover of a Billy Joel song?
Nope, it was just straight up Billy Joel. It was one of his up-tempo numbers, but I don't know if Billy Joel ever gets to, like, the rocking out stage, you know?
I went to this crazy, this surprisingly awesome punk show. Aaron from the Minibosses is also in this like, hardcore band that I go to see every once in a while to just sort of show my support. And they opened for this band called the Hanson Brothers.
Okay.
Which recorded not so great, but it was seriously like the most polished and like competently executed punk show I have ever been to. Partially owing to the fact that the members of the band are like guys in their 50s.
Wow.
And it's like, okay, they like the Ramones, and they form this band to be like the Ramones, and it's just, I don't know. It was a surprisingly fun show. Like, it's weird. Like, I'm not really a live music kind of guy, so usually when I go to a place, you know, because I know some people who are in a band, or I, like, you know, like, want to go see somebody's buddy that's got a buddy that's in a band or whatever,
yeah,
I'm just kind of sitting as far away from the stage as I can, drinking and waiting for it to be over. But every once in a while, there's a shining gem in that mire. And, yeah. The Hanson Brothers. I would say check them out, but like I bought a couple CDs, and the CDs are just, they don't really sound, like, they don't sound bad, but they just sound like kind of boring punk CDs.
Huh.
A little sterile on wax, but yeah.
Wax.
Yeah, on wax. That's how the cool kids refer to musical recordings. From the 1890s.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's probably why they don't sound very good if you're listening to them on a gramophone.
Well, no, they sound too good.
Oh, too good on
wax. No, I mean, the Beastie Boys, they said, and we put it on wax. So, I mean, that's at least some slang from the 80s. There were still records in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
we had ridden the wave of the cassette revolution, Mr. Skullhead. You and I knew what was up.
It's sad to no longer see a completely unwound cassette by the side of the road.
Yeah, do they just not make cassettes anymore at all?
They're available for purchase. Like, I was looking for a tape recorder on Amazon and found stacks and stacks of cassettes for sale. I don't know if anybody is actually making them anymore, though.
See, it's Christmas, and it's apparently time for us to sort of be Statler and Waldorf about recording technology. Because this happened last time, too.
Did it?
We were talking about mixtapes, right? Like,
oh, right, yeah.
That whole long conversation about how sad it was that you couldn't make somebody a mixtape anymore.
December is for grouchy old men complaining about the kids these days.
Yeah. I do still need to get a Christmas tree, though.
Yeah, we had
Tannenbaum.
Tannenbaum, indeed. We had, for the second year running, we went out to my wife's cousin, second removed sister's former roommate. Her mother's cousin owns a tree farm. So we went out there and we got to cut our own tree.
Huh.
And so we cut two trees for, you know, one for the upstairs and one for the basement. And
whoa, seriously?
Yeah.
Huh. Did you cut them with an axe or did you use a chainsaw?
With a chainsaw. Actually, I should say we picked them out, and then the husband, who is good with power tools and has used a chainsaw before, cut them with the chainsaw. I was not permitted to handle the chainsaw because, you know, I got a kid on the way and I'm going to need both hands.
Yeah, and you got a bad history with spinning blades.
Mm.
I bought that chainsaw when the apartment complex behind the office had that giant eucalyptus limb fall off into the alley.
Oh.
I grabbed it and I was like, this looks like a good opportunity to buy a chainsaw so that I can cut this up and burn it. And turns out burning eucalyptus is kind of a terrible idea.
And it doesn't smell delicious?
Well, it's just overpoweringly dense smoke.
Yeah.
I have to imagine it's like having a campfire and just pouring like a motor oil on it. but yeah, so I have a chainsaw. I might end up having to use my chainsaw. One of my there are three big pine trees in the front yard of my house, and one of them is nigh unto death, infested with bark beetles, apparently, as it turns out, which fucking sucks.
Those are even worse than bite beetles.
Yeah, that's the truth. yeah. But it's a slow moving epidemic here in this part of the country, I guess. Anyway, we, I mean the tree doctor people are trying to bring the thing back to life, but are not totally optimistic about its chances. So it could be that 6 months from now, I will have to. The figure that they quoted me for actually getting rid of the tree was exorbitant, and I have no idea like how much it actually costs to get rid of like. You know, a 60-foot tree, but Jesus. So I was going to see if I could find somebody to just cut it down and then cut it in half, and then I would then cut it into firewood myself, so that at least the tree could rejoin the circle of life by heating up some hot dogs for me.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my boring story about the tree. See, that's the other thing about getting old is that your stories are more and more boring. I went to the doctor today, and I think that the doctor that I went to might have been younger than me, Mr. Skullhead.
You know, that happened the last time I went to the doctor.
I asked for a referral to Dr. Kevorkian just in case.
Because he's the only doctor you can think of that would be older than you?
Yeah.
This is what kills me, though. I feel so fucking old, and there's a good, you know, 20, 25 years until I'm actually old. It's like, if I feel this, like, crotchety now, how am I going to feel when I'm 50?
Yeah. I can only hope that we've faded into irrelevance and nobody has to suffer listening to us talk for hours on end at that point, you know?
Back
it's
in
just really for the
day,
sake of the world.
We just needed we had animated GIFs and they were two-dimensional and we loved them.
Yeah.
Though some people turns called out, them GIFs. All right, but
turns out I have a deviated septum.
Ah.
So I can justify getting a nose job. If I want to make myself real pretty, or if I want to start pretending to be Jewish,
yeah, you want a nose job to make your nose bigger.
Yeah,
lovely.
Really, I want to, like, really what I want is the nose of a 70-year-old alcoholic. Can you do that? They just inject me with blood into every little crevice of my nose.
You could just get gin blossoms tattooed on your cheeks.
Well, that's true. The doctor asked if I had trouble breathing through my nose, and I said no. And then he looked in there, and he was like, yeah, you do. You just don't know any better. And I said, oh, okay. So it turns out a lot of the sinus problems that I have are because of turbulent, dry airflow through one nostril, because my septum, rather than being a straight line, has like a 90-degree curve in it.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. He said to take allergy medication and see if that makes it any better, and if it doesn't, and if it's still bothering me, that I could get surgery to correct it. But I don't know that I want to get surgery for that. That seems like kind of a hassle.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's clearly not going to kill me.
Yeah, it might improve your quality of life some, though.
Yeah. I mean, the main problem that I have with my sinuses is that they make hangovers significantly worse than I feel like hangovers are supposed to be. But he said it's not because of the hangover, it's because of the alcohol that it happens. Which, you know, kind of doesn't, you know, how do you interpret that? But it's like, the thing that's giving you a headache from having a hangover is not the same thing that's making your sinuses hurt. It's the fact that alcohol causes inflammation of your nose. And inflammation of your nose is what causes your sinuses to hurt.
Right.
So, yeah. All right. Is that the end of it?
That was a wonderful Christmas story.
Boring story segment.
I guess it falls under, like, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer
right.
type of story. Yeah.
So, I think I'm going to start at the bottom of the question so that we can talk to people about, so we can talk about Christmas stuff.
Okay, let me hit this one first, though, because I was surprised to see it. Linguini Lad says, hey, Scully, are you related to country artist John Knight? And also, why are sugar plums untradeable? Sugar plums are untradeable because of the MP cost, aren't they?
Yeah, because the sugar plum has, the effect of the sugar plum is based on some flag data that's being stored about you. So trading them to somebody else would break the math.
John Knight is, in fact, my cousin. You can kind of tell because he looks like a prettier me.
Is this somebody that has recently gotten big?
I guess people are starting to know about him. He's pretty big in Nashville where he lives.
I see. Is he somebody that you like knew growing up, or
he's my cousin?
I mean, but there are a lot of people that are your cousin. I mean, I'm saying, is this somebody that you? So that's a yes.
Yeah, he's a cousin that we were pretty close with that side of the family, and I guess he's gotten a couple of albums out and has been making a decent amount of noise, like his website's about to. Yeah, playing shows all over the place.
That was a clever segue into typical.
Yeah, so John Knight, JONNITE.com. His music is actually really good. If you like my music, you'll love his. Oh, take that whatever sense you will. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just saw that, and I wanted to hit that before we jumped into things. Yeah, cool. It's cool that somebody encountered that independently of me.
That's cool.
And
so now there are two famous people in your family.
Oh yes.
Yeah, that's interesting. I am not related to Zach Johnson, the golfer. When I was at the brewery drinking beer instead of Christmas shopping this afternoon, I was watching one of the 9,000 televisions they had up, and I saw commercials where goddamn Zach Johnson was endorsing some product or service.
You should just start going by Ewing.
Yeah?
Or Ewing.
It's a pretty cool name. Anyway, if I liked something, like, you know, some video game that I had played, and then I found out that the person who made it was named Ewing Johnson, I would think, like, wow, that's a cool name. That sounds mysterious and artistic.
Yeah. It also sounds like a gerund.
Yeah. Like a...
You've been
like
Ewing, haven't you?
A Scotsman's favorite pastime.
Right.
Let's see.
trying to think. Non-Li Meforster says the four is an A. Seriously, you did a whole zone in Leet speak. Yeah, I think he doesn't realize how I think it's funny to pronounce the most awkward number in a Leet speak word as the actual number.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where these questions start on the Crimbo stuff. Let's see. Chemistron says, neat thing about the Twitter I just discovered, if the post is a reply and not just someone typing at name, then the portion of the Twitter that comes after the timestamp that states the post is a reply is actually a link you can click to see the post that the tweet is a reply to. That makes it a little more sane, I guess, trying to read somebody's Twitter who does a lot of replying to other people. But I still don't think that it's something that I am willing to do, because if it's, you know, if it took us that long to find out about this, I don't think that the average reader is aware of it enough to the point where I want to do something that drove me fucking nuts until up to now.
There is an option in your profile to turn off anything that starts with, like, at Skullhead or...
Oh, really? Like when you're viewing somebody else's?
Oh, when you're viewing somebody else's, I'm not sure.
See, that's the thing that drives me crazy. Like, seeing somebody else's Twitter, where half of them are replies to tweets that you cannot see. So you're just like, oh, okay, I'm watching one half of 20 different conversations. It's frustrating. Nandor says, just got the Yuletide mutations effect. Why are those two fish kissing? Well, when a boy fish and a boy fish love each other very much, and when the octopus is in charge of their particular quadrant of the sea are not staunch Republicans, they go out in public and make out without getting lynched. That's why those two fish are kissing. Unless they're a boy fish and a girl fish, in which case they're just drunk.
That was beautiful. I was going to jump in there, but I didn't want to ruin the audio in case somebody wanted to grab that and remix it.
Tatter says, I think there's a bug with the Crimbo content. All I'm getting is unstable DNA, and everyone else is getting pulsating flesh and other stuff. What's going on, man? I think people have probably figured out by now that the amount of pulsating flesh and claws and carapace that you can get is limited per day. And Tatter, presumably you had already gotten all yours for that day. Lickel Corridor says, the aerated diving helmet requires a quest item in its recipe, the bubble and stone, but isn't a quest item itself. Bug or feature? That is actually a feature, because basically the way that I'm trying to do this underwater stuff is I would like for people to have to do the quests once, but not every ascension. So the thing that is a problem now is, like, what I think I'm probably going to do is make it so after the first time you do the old man quest, he starts giving you a different reward, because there's really no sense to getting more than one DOS boot. Because you can only ever use one at a time. I guess for convenience sake, you might want more than one, but probably not. But yeah, it was definitely on purpose, and that's why I made DOS boot not a quest item anymore, so that you could ascend and not have to deal with farming all of the sand dollars again to complete that particular quest. What I realized, though, is that it's going to be a little annoying that the link is always going to be to the old man rather than to the sea, unless you happen to have done the old man's quest on that particular ascension. So I don't know. Because I could start just making the boot really cheap after the first time you do it. Gramp says, have you guys heard about the infinite zap loop thing with DNA and the spirit of Crimbo parts? Was this intentional? It wasn't exactly intentional. It was one of those, unintentional things. I have since marked the members of that outfit unzappable to prevent that particular little exploit. It was a slow exploit, you know, because you eventually run out of zaps.
Yeah.
So that something like that had never come up before. When a given part of an outfit contained elements that you could break down into enough parts to make multiple other parts of the outfit,
Yeah, that's not likely to happen a lot.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think that that's going to happen again, but it's weird that...
Yeah, I saw people talking about that, and I wondered if you would just if you would let it go.
Now, I mean, people would just set up multis to do it every day, you know, and so it was worth stopping. Poopity says, is Uncle Crimbo's design so cheap that they put the reactor core within the cooling tower, or do the elves just like big scary symbols? I didn't think it would be recognizable as a cooling tower if I didn't put a big radiation warning sign on it.
Yellow, black, rectangular.
Rectangular. What else? Apocalypse Throb says, the chat command for slash eat ketchup should go to ketchup first and not the antique packet of ketchup. Yes or no? Ah, boy, I don't know. You should talk to C.D. Moyer about that. Balance Tour says, I see the Mob Penguin Enforcer must have a very small bow tie, as I can't even see it in the picture. He's wearing it on his back.
And it never says that he's wearing it. It just says don't make fun of it. Yeah. I mean, geez.
Huh. Did I actually accidentally put the bow tie drop on the penguin that is mentioned to be wearing a bow tie?
I thought that you did.
Nope. The one with the bow tie drops the shoes.
Well, then that's awesome.
Because it doesn't make any sense that the Mob Penguin that plays tennis would be wearing dress shoes, so. Ah, boy.
I was pleased to see what you did with the elf descriptions and drops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like the crazy ass thing you made me draw for further into the event with the penguin?
Further into the event with the penguin.
Yeah, you know, those other monsters, one of which you made all complicated to draw.
I didn't remember anything being as tricky as, say, a jumpsuited hound dog.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, that's right, the last penguin, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, last penguin, I gave you my heart.
I hope that's actually evocative of what you were trying to do, because I don't remember what that dude looks like.
There's no reference for him online anywhere.
So. Oh, I didn't think to look.
You did read my descriptions, though, which was awesome.
Yeah.
No, I really like the art that you did with this one.
Oh, thank you. I really like the writing that you did. That can be our gift to each other this year.
Well, actually, I sold all of my hair to buy you a...
something very cheap.
Right.
Oh!
I sold all of my hair to buy you a single marble. And you sold your labyrinth game to buy me some hair combs.
Pomade. Pooh says, what was that epic good rap/jazz song duet you played for the break on Thursday? Wait, that was me?
You played good music on that day.
Hey, I play good music every time. Oh, that was, it was The Truth by Handsome Boy Modeling School. Which I feel like was some side project or supergroup kind of thing. I don't actually know. I don't remember who, it was maybe the woman from Everything But the Girl singing, and then... Yeah, yeah. No, that was a good song, though. Handsome Boy Modeling School, NC Sorcerer says, is there going to be any limited time content within the next couple of days? I want to ascend to a different class before Crimbo, but I wasn't expecting it to be so early. I don't see any reason why you couldn't. I mean, there's not going to be anything that, you know, short of any trouble that you might have dealing with scaling monsters at level 4 or whatever. Yeah, I mean, although if you ascend casual, you could beef yourself up pretty quickly. Yeah, no. There's not going to be anything... I don't think that there's going to be anything in the next few days that will make it. So ascending is going to cause you to miss anything. You'll still be able to get everything out of the advent calendar. And the event as it stands now is static for a little while at least. Oatgan says, why does the rigid carapace look like a shaved vagina? Because everything looks like a shaved vagina to a man who only has
Hammer.
What's it? Yeah, hammer.
I think what you're missing is that actually shaved vaginas tend to look like rigid carapaces.
Yeah.
So that's not our fault. You're looking at the wrong end of the telescope there.
I don't know why I keep accidentally drawing things that look like tits and vaginas.
I don't know. Some of those are like the that old joke about the Rorschach prints. You know, what are you seeing here? Two people fucking. What are you seeing here? Two people fucking. You're obsessed with sex. Well, you're the one showing all the dirty pictures.
Mm-hmm. Stevo56 says, for the first little while after rollover, the spirit of Crimbo was usable against the penguins. If the first two times you used it were against the penguins, it was impossible to get the mutant parts. Will there be a way to make up for this and get everything? Huh. You know, probably not. That sucks. It didn't occur to me that it was... Because I had fucked up and allowed the poem to be usable on any monster, but then the rewards that got were based on which elf you were using it on. So, yeah, you know, sorry. I don't think that there's any way to tell who that happened to, so I don't think that there's any way to fix that, and I apologize. It was fixed within an hour of the thing rolling out, so you can at least feel better knowing that you're one of only a handful of people who got fucked by it.
But
I'm also...
Isn't it true that there's not enough of that stuff to not enough items to make it so that you'll actually miss something permanently because that
happens? Yeah, it's basically lined up such that you only have to play through about half of Crimbo to get a full set of stuff if that's what you're trying to do. So you'll have one fewer days worth of stuff to sell once you've got your whole set, I guess.
Yeah, so the question, will there be enough time to make it up? The answer is yes.
Yeah. Harry M. Scrotum Esquire says, the zap ability of the mutant couture items and untinkering and all is an ingenious wealth redistribution tactic. Beautiful.
Yeah, like Barack Obama, we're down with redistribution of wealth.
Iluro Dragon said, no irradiated fruitcake? Is fruitcake toxic enough without radiation? We thought about just putting ordinary fruitcake in there, but then there wasn't really a good place to put the joke about how even radiation can't make fruitcake any worse.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we'd already done the, like, perfectly ordinary fruitcake item somewhere. So, the advent calendar is scaled back a little bit this year from what it has been in the past, and my plan is for it to continue to be scaled back a little bit. So we just have to deal with that. Lady Arsenic says, it would be handy to have a link to separate sections of the inventory to avoid the enormous lag that comes with the equipment section. And it sucks that inventory seems to be what's giving people the most trouble, because inventory is kind of the one thing we can't really do much about. C.D. Moyer did a significant amount of refactoring of various things that is making it not nearly as bad as it could be. Though that's cold comfort to the people who are having trouble playing because it's so slow, I guess. Artie Ephraim says, hey guys, love the show, so never mind about Ninja Bread houses now that Crimbo Town is here. Oh well. I don't know what he's talking about with the Ninja Bread thing.
I don't know, but a Ninja Bread house is a cute idea. Maybe next year.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I feel like several people independently came up with the like Ninja Bread Man idea, and it's just it's not very funny. I don't think.
I think you're wrong.
Okay.
And also a dick.
Everybody's free to wear sunscreen and have their own opinion, which is like an asshole. Fineldar says, I noticed the noticeable but not too bad lag get a little less noticeable after that Mawbot guy got deleted. Coincidence? CDM clean up some stuff? Swamp gas? A few Mawbots got put out of commission, and you know, I'm really not interested in opening a dialogue with the community about that, but the thread about L-Train's little project getting nuked is I don't know.
Irritating?
A little bit of both. Some mall bots got gone. You know, mall bots make the mall slower, but not really the game, at this point, just because of the way the load's distributed between the databases. But, CD Moyer definitely cleaned some stuff up and has a lot more ideas on how to clean even more stuff up. Fineldar says, what's the deal with the bold pounds on familiars? Is it only bold if they're buffed? That would be cool and pointful. Does/will it take passives into account? That, I forgot to unbold it after the change that I halfway rolled out yesterday and then rolled back. I can't figure out a way to make that look right. Just, there are so many bug reports about people, when people get confused because when they move their familiars out of their terrariums, they suddenly get heavier. And so I tried to figure out a way to display it with like a blue number and the black number that's the base weight of the familiar so that it would make sense the way that the stats do, but I just really don't like the way that it looks. But anyway, the fact that the pounds are in bold is just a relic of me putting that in and then taking it back out. Jared the Red says, I think there's a mistake in one of the Merkin scavenger miss messages. It says something about a ramekin of drawn butter, but that's also in the crab combat messages as well. No, I think that's just...
It's not a mistake. That's a joke so nice we made it twice.
Yeah.
There are plenty of those in hidden miss messages. I figure...
There are a lot of trifectas of pain in various places.
Yeah. They're just... for one thing, hidden miss messages are... tend to be kind of tricky to come up with. So, if I have three good ones, I know I can hit another kind of established joke. There are some that I retired. Like, there are enough. He bites you with his fangs. Fang goodness, it didn't hurt very much. That one I've hit enough times that I think I'm done with it.
Right.
But no, I haven't retired the... And plus, you know, one's a crab and one's a merkin. And they're both underwater... sea creatures, and the drawn butter thing is still funny.
What is drawn butter?
It's just like melted garlicky and delicious. I don't know what makes it drawn. I just know it's what you dip crab legs and stuff in.
It's not delicious. It's just drawn that way.
Right.
Istanbul says, I got new glasses, but the show doesn't look any better. You should fire your graphic designer. Oh, wait. Leslie Brandt says, why the mod with Crimbo? That question doesn't make any sense.
The Chief Fusix, the Secretary, have.
Zen Mator says, Crimbo's looking awesome so far, guys. Keep up the brilliance. Oh, well. It'll continue to be exactly this awesome for a while.
Right. Not a hugely long while.
No. It'll evolve, and you will evolve with it. I wish I could remember that line. There's a DEA agent talking about his experiences with LSD in that movie, Flirting with Disaster, which no one has ever seen.
Yeah, and I'm one of those guys.
It's a good movie. You would like it. It's got Ben Stiller before he turned into Ben Stiller. So, you know, he was just a guy. And Tia Leone and one of the... what's that family of women that's like the Baldwins? The Arquettes.
Yeah.
Penguin Overlord says, will the penguins drop anything else as Crimbo progresses on? And yes, I know about certain crates. Just wait and see, buddy. Just wait and see. The Cloverman says, hey man, I just wanted to ask you if you knew anything about Crimbo Town and if you could give me some info on it. No. Sorry, it's news to me. Dronko says, glasses for our eyes or for our booze? Jazz hands.
What?
I don't...
That was confusing.
Zaxor says, today's admin equipment was meant to be a free pull, right? I should probably do that, actually. He's the second person that's asked about that, and Spirit of, he typed, can be pulled from Hex for free. Doodah, doodah. All right. Spirit of Crimbo can now be pulled from Hex for free. Well, it will be as soon as this query fires. The item table just gets the shit hammered out of it when there's lag, and so updates on items take for friggin' ever to wait out rocks and to wait out cream cheese. Cole the Invincible says, can we have some reboot the cartoon TV show references? That was way after our time.
Yeah, I watched an episode or two of it, and I know that there are people our age who were kind of obsessed with it. I guess it was one of those kids' shows that adults could enjoy watching.
And it looked really awful. It looked like a Tron ripoff, which, you know, I'm okay with that, but it looked like a terrible Tron ripoff.
So no, you can't have any. It was weird that. Somebody pointed out that Fallout 3 just came out and it involves post-apocalyptic radiation warring factions. And so our Crimbo content was a clear reference to that. I always love it in the wiki when they say is a clear reference to blah blah blah, because 9 times out of 20 maybe they're wrong.
Yeah. I mean, in the parts of this that I had anything to do with, it was probably at least, you know, advised by my recent extensive experience playing Fallout 3, but not in general. Wow, I am surrounded by cats. As it turns out. Wow, this is seriously problematic. This update on the item table is causing everything to hang up completely. And that sucks. Stupid lag. Why don't more people stop playing this game?
Why don't less people
keep playing this game?
Yeah. Is it because we're right at rollover that there are so many people on, or
we're not right at rollover? I don't know why there are so many people on. Man, I'm going to try and bring up the game in Internet Explorer to make sure that this update didn't actually stop the game for everybody. Firefox has this nasty habit of, if any window, yeah, there's still 2,100 people on, so that's not bad. If any window on KOL is halted waiting for web data, every other tab that you have open won't update until that one is finished, mm-hmm. Which is super, it wouldn't be frustrating playing KOL, I guess, maybe it is, but it's super frustrating when I'm doing something where it's like, all right, I'm loading a web page that might be running a query that's going to take 30 or 40 seconds to execute, because then I'm just stuck sitting there not able to do anything. Alec GW says, what is the time slay for now that Crimboween is finished? It's like war in that way. What is it good for?
A souvenir of a good time was had by all?
You were supposed to say absolutely nothing, and then I was supposed to ask you to say it again.
But see, I believe that war is good as a souvenir of a good time that was had by all.
Oh, okay.
In addition to the time slay being just that thing.
Right. Lenaxi says, what glasses? I don't understand what all these questions about glasses are. Karen Wanderer says, as for the Fallout 3 DLC, I know that the Battle of Anchorage is supposed to take place in a simulator. Personally, however, I'm more excited to see what kind of awesome mods we'll see. I guess that makes sense, then. I was trying to figure out how they were going to do an expansion to a game that took place 100 years before the event of the game. Fallout 3 is fucking great, by the way.
I've been watching I'm watching the man upstairs play it, and It may play differently, but to me it just looks like a first-person shooter.
It definitely does play differently, and you really, I don't feel like it's the kind of thing that you could watch somebody play. Like, it in my mind, the joy of the experience is all about the sort of, like, lonely, desperate atmosphere of it.
Hmm.
And so it's really the kind of thing that you need to be in a room by yourself with the lights off to get anything out of it. Just, you know, it's like, you know, I'm like super into post-apocalyptic kind of stuff, you know? Uh-huh. And so it's like finally a game that just gives you the experience of like sort of scrabbling around in a wasteland, finding food to eat, and getting attacked by giant mutant animals.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the graphics and everything were stunning. It's just, I don't know. It's hard to impress me with a first-person shooter. Because to me, they all look the same. Like, for me, there's not a difference between, like, Call of Duty 4 and, you know, Dead Space. You know, or Metroid Prime. It's just...
Yeah, well, I mean, the first-person shooters that I like are the ones with a good story, right? And so you don't necessarily see that in a screenshot or in a 5-minute video, because I feel like that's not necessarily what most of the people playing it care about. Fallout 3 is not really a first-person shooter. You can play it as one, but really the way that the combat works, you sort of pause and tell it what part of the enemy that you want to shoot at, and you know, there's some positioning involved, and you're certainly better off, like, if you're able to run around a corner to hide or whatever. But, like, the RPG elements far outstrip the FPS elements of it. And I was talking to a friend of mine at the punk rock show the other night about Fallout 3, and just how both of us kind of had the same experience, where we had not gotten really into a video game in years, and Fallout 3 is the one that sort of grabbed us both. This is really fucking frustrating. The item swindler is still trying to update that row, and so Firefox, which I almost just referred to as Fallout instead of Firefox.
Fallout Fox.
That's how into the game I am. I even got the special edition with the lunchbox and the little bobblehead. Which I would put up, but then my cat would destroy it. The bobblehead, not the lunchbox. The cat would probably fit inside the lunchbox.
Still, the last video game I played for any length of time was No More Heroes. And I played that until the third boss, and lost to the third boss 4 times. And it took me an hour to lose to the boss 4 times, and then I stopped playing it. And I will go to Target and look at all the Wii games, and go to GameStop and look at all the Wii games, and, like, do any of these look like they're worth playing? And for the most part, no. Just 95% of the games for the Wii are just that shovelware, like.
Yeah, you're not gonna get the kind of epic, like, big budget games on the Wii that you'd get on the PC or on.
Well,
on,
yeah, that's really not what I'm. That's not my cup of meat anyway. But.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, by and large, like, I talked about this like, sort of holiday season as being full of games that I was really excited about. But honestly, I was really excited about the Castlevania game for the DS, which I, you know, pretty much had my fill of, and Fallout 3. You know, I've heard really good things about, like, Far Cry 2, the things that made me actually believe that I might enjoy playing it. Even though I tended to think of it as you saw, kind of a homogenous, same old shooter as everything else. Snuffstyle 420 says something that makes me think that I fucked up. Theoretically, if I never ascend or touch it, would my crab have the radioactive chew toy equipped to it forever? Yeah, if I accidentally made the radioactive chew toy something that only the crab could equip, as opposed to only the pair of ragged claws could. Weird that I made 2 familiars in a row, one of which was a crab and one of which was a pair of crab claws. you can never accuse me of being in a rut.
I like the look of that thing, though.
I was pretty pleased with
claws and tentacles.
Yeah. Menden says, Dear Uncle Ampy, or JNS, what's your favorite booze, in-game or out? What's your favorite booze, Mr. Stillhead?
I'm a kind of a tequila dude, I think.
Not really a not really much of a tequila dude myself. More of a tequila mockingbird.
Oh, that's a brand new joke.
It is.
I actually found a great tequila that's actually smoother than the Jimador that I usually drink. It's called Luna Sul, and it's all comes in a weird, slightly gimmicky bottle, but it's delicious. Good for sipping. Good sipping tequila.
Yeah, you know, I think that I just cannot update the goddamn items table right now. That's really aggravating.
Would it help if I logged out of Kingdom? Am I doing this?
I thought you were doing a Princess Leia. Would it help if I got out and pushed? You get out and push the database server. Well, let's see if I can reload the radio bugbear questions.
I'll keep mine up just in case.
Fineldar says, for Crimbo, can you at least tell us if going and exploring is going to fuck us up? You do that sometimes and people are afraid of spending turns. I don't really understand what you're talking about. I mean, there's nothing that's going to fuck you up.
Why would people be afraid of spending turns? Like, what's the worst thing that could happen in this game from spending a turn?
Yeah, I mean, do we want to talk about the overall plan for Crimbo? Like, it's possible that people see it as something where they, on an individual basis, are going to get one or the other reward depending on how many turns they spend doing various things.
Yeah, I was actually going to publish the stats on when the next phase goes.
Yeah, I didn't know when we should start doing that. I've been tracking them, and I thought of replacing the front page leaderboard with, you know, how many penguins and elves have been killed, and how many elves have been cured, and how many penguins have been bribed.
I think it's perfectly fine, and I was planning on telling people that this is a global event. This is not, it's not really like things that we've done before, in that you do have a choice, but it's not like the level 12 Warzone, which people were wondering if it was. There's not a set number of elves or penguins for you, and we're keeping track of the global stats of how many penguins and elves have been killed and bribed and cured and what have you.
And depending on who wins, like who, whichever side basically gets fewer of their soldiers killed is the side who will dominate whatever the sort of end game of the event is, and what kind of Christmas presents you get. It's not, you are not going to lock yourself out of any content, and you're not going to lock the rest of the game out of any content by playing in any particular way. It's just more of like do people enjoy killing elves, or do people enjoy killing penguins, and depending on which one people enjoy more. And you know, we were careful from my side of this to make it so we weren't encouraging people to go to one place or the other based on the sort of like limited farmable stuff that you can do, so that stuff will have a limited impact on what we end up doing. But got vague ideas for how it's going to play out on both sides, but like I said, you're not losing anything by doing anything, really.
Yeah,
there is no way for you to lose anything.
So
Hot Stuff suggested creating both sets of rewards just to make Werebear sad. Creating items and then just never putting them into the game. Because that always does make him very sad.
That was kind of where I was at, though. I thought we should probably have everything nailed down and all of the items created and everything before we know who's going to win.
Yeah, I mean, having everything written ahead of time is definitely a good plan, I think. But I don't think there's any need to actually code up the items until, because I mean, we'll know like a day ahead of time.
I think that we'll do like a news bulletin or something on the front page, maybe when we're ready to go to the next stage. Then I'll just tell everybody how many casualties there have been. It's going to look ridiculous, though. Maybe we should divide the number by 100 or so. or 1,000 or so. Because like 400,000.
Yeah, it's honestly not as big as it's not as big as I thought.
Yeah, but narratively though, like there are 400,000 penguins in this toy factory.
Right. Well, you know, you beat them up, and then they go to the penguin nurse, and then they.
Or across all available universes, there are 400,000 penguins.
Right.
But yeah, I wanted people to know that because I'm hoping that people will pick a side and be ardent supporters of whichever side they pick, and that there will be at least a flicker of interest in the narrative from that point, since we were careful to make it not gameplay breaking to be into the narrative. So pick. Do you hate penguins? Do you hate elves? Vaginal Bloodfart says it's kind of a Sophie's choice because he hates them both.
What is the plot of Sophie's Choice?
Yeah, I wish you wouldn't have said that. Because now I have to admit that I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either. Somebody else brought that up the other day. Yeah. Let's see. A Sophie's Choice is a tragic choice between two unbearable options. I see.
I thought she just had to choose which child that she was going to take with her. Something.
Well, maybe she hated both of her kids. Which one of these little bastards am I going to be stuck with for the rest of my life?
Right.
I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't. Let's see. Penguin Overlord says, also, aren't the penguins supposed to drop penguin skins? In the past, all of them have dropped penguin skins. Yeah, part of the, like, equity that we're trying to create in terms of farmability is going to prevent us from putting penguin skins on those penguins. Rickett says, talk about the cap on the scaling monsters, please. He asked me to talk about something else, but I'm not gonna. Yeah, we didn't want Crimbo to be an opportunity for buff bots to continue power leveling. So we made it so, for all practical purposes, the monsters scale unlimitedly, but they actually do have a limit. They're designed such that you can use them to effectively power level to get the level 30 trophies, and that's where it's going to be. Shop Troll says, is there anything that we, the players, can do to help combat lag? Closeting items? Auto-selling minimum mall crap? Anything at all? You could stop playing.
CD, actually I was looking at the forums just to see if there had been any new posts about the Crimbo content, and there's this forum thread that Mr. Crack started about, hooray, the lag is back. Seriously, when will they install a second database server? And thankfully, C. Moyer's around, because he answered that in a very reasonable and wonderful way, whereas my answer would have been approximately 2 words long, possibly 3. But C. Moyer suggests, if at all possible, don't play in the hour or two before or after rollover. It'll be a better experience for you and everybody else. If things are laggy for you, the solution is not to log out and log back in to try and get another server. Logging in and out will actually exacerbate the issue. Avoid your inventory page. If you can do something from a chat command, do that. So those are the things that you can do. Yeah.
Wow. C.D. Moyer admits that Mr. Crack's attitude is understandable. I think C.D. Moyer has confused the words admit and lie. Anyway, I should probably read that post. Do you wanna take one of them there song in breaks?
Sure. What does TL semicolon DR mean?
Too long, didn't read.
Okay.
It's very short because the sentence "too long, didn't read" is too long, and I didn't read it.
Right. Oh, so that's the little summary at the bottom for.
Yeah, people have taken to doing that, like summarizing their post.
I see.
Just in case you considered this post to be TL semicolon DR.
That's wonderful.
Toulouse Lautrec.
Doctor.
Yeah.
I didn't know Toulouse Lautrec was a doctor. All right, we'll be back in 15, guys.
Oh, Christmas isn't just a day. It's a frame of mind, and that's what's been changing.
5, 4, 3
Waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in her job at the door. Who is it for? Who is it for?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the seventh inning stretch.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground of Hamilton, most of my days chewing out snacks and relaxing on cool and all, shooting some ball outside of school with a couple of guys who were up to no good. Started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in that way."
Where I come from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Pretty girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. Get
she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, I might as well kick it. First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel-Air live like? This might be alright. But wait, I hear the first thing I'm going to find. Oh, what? This is what I'm going to find. This is cool, cat. I don't think it's hard. When I get there, I hope it's a dance. Most of this is Bel-Air.
Look at all those TV stars. They're not so beautiful and clean. When the house meets with the floor, they feel the same. I wanna live a life like that. I wanna be just like the king. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing.
Good night, you're my darling. Losing any my feet, you're holding me. You're a bad baby. Show me my love, you're my darling. You're my friend, and I've been dreaming.
Yeah. that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars
to let you know that we can really shake them down.
Yeah.
Do you love us now that we can dance?
Yeah. I'm C.D. Moyer in dev chat right now is trying to work out some easy ways to minimize needless calls to the inventory table that will theoretically make a big difference. So there might be some. Some hope for the lag in the near future. So that's exciting. It's fun watching C.D. Moyer work on this stuff.
Yeah, it's impressive, the things that he does. Like, I hadn't noticed before, but I just I'm actually playing the game a little bit these days, and I went to use multiple on something, expecting it to load up to use multiple page, and it popped up a box that said how many. And I put response in there, and off we went.
Huh.
And that was thoroughly awesome.
Wow. That is brand new. That was not like that yesterday. That is actually probably one of the lag reduction things that's currently in testing on dev. So that's cool. Good old Ajax. Bringing our game into the 19th century.
I would say it's bringing the game firmly into the 20th century.
Lilac Dream wrote, why can't I use the Spirit of Crimbo yet? Because I'm still level 5. Well, you can only use it if you're fighting an elf now, and you can only use it if you have enough money.
Enough money or enough meat? Or
enough mana is what I meant. Let's see. We got past Fineldar's question. Oblivion 2K says, chat doesn't seem to like the E symbol in the gold lame pants. Yeah, that's not surprising. And then Oblivion 2K asks, before that, why are gold lame pants so lame?
Oh, hey.
Scramble says, how many time can a woodchuck chuck wood if the woodchuck has one arm?
I think I've run into that dude on Kongregate. So I finally discovered there's this website called Kongregate that's this collection of Flash games that people play. Have you heard of it?
No. I'm like level 70. I'm not level 70.
The only problem with any social site other than ours is just the chat room is going to be ass retarded. And
what's your name on Kongregate? I want to add you as my friend.
Mighty Bjorn. All the variations of Skullhead that I could find were already taken on there, but Mighty Bjorn. If there's a Mighty Bjorn registered at a site, then it tends to be me. So if it says that username is taken, then I just have to figure out what my password was when I made the account 8 years ago.
I hope it doesn't make you sad to look and see that I'm 7.5 times your level on Kongregate.
No, because I'm just starting out and not really playing it all that much. But
There's a new, they've really changed it in the last few months. It used to be that once a week there would be a new game with a card that you could earn. I earned cards judiciously. I got every single one that came up during the time that I was aware of Kongregate until the actual card game launched, and which cards you had didn't really seem to make any difference, and the card game wasn't very fun. So now I'm just like, eh. If it's a game that I enjoy, I will get the card. But yeah, I don't know. I like the it's like crack, the little achievements on flash games.
Yeah, that was the I didn't notice that until I finished the first round of 99 bricks, and it said, "Hey, you just got a badge for."
What it really said was, "Dude, you just earned the whatever badge."
Yeah. And I felt what I really fucking accomplishment hate. Until I learned that the badges, the, like the first level badges, are always really, really easy.
Yeah. You know. There are very few games on which I have gotten any of the hard or impossible badges. It was like games that I liked enough to get good at, you know?
Yeah.
Like Desktop Tower Defense. Damn, that's a good game. But yeah, no, it's neat. It's neat. Kongregate, it's like Newgrounds, but both less and more retarded at the same time.
Hmm.
It's like if Newgrounds was picky, but still populated with retards. Right? Like, the people running it are picky, but yeah. The one thing that I fucking hate about Kongregate is that somebody can spam the chat, and it will cause performance degradations in the game that you're playing.
Huh.
And it happens all the fucking time, and it is... I was like, forget to try and figure out a way to get into an empty chat room. The first time I ever went into the Kongregate chat, there were a handful of, like, smart people in there, and I had a reasonably good conversation with some strangers on the internet, and I was like, wow, this place's chat isn't so bad, but then every time after that, it is just god-awful. Yeah, anyway... Dirty Little Secrets wrote, is Jick really aware of how awesome he is? Because he's better than the polio and Hep B vaccine combined. That is how much autism I can give people, Mr. Skullhead.
And nothing says autism, awesome like autism.
That's
I think
true.
You should have...
You can't spell awesome without autism.
That's almost true. You can't say awesome without some of the syllables that are in autism.
Yeah.
I really think he should have stopped it, because he's better than the polio.
Right.
Because I think you're better than polio.
Like being better than the HIV.
I don't think you're better than polio, you're better than polio. And I hope Dirty Little Secrets learned a little something today.
Tony Riga says, can we get a cue ball, like the letter cue ball, to drop in the haunted billiards room? Can't shoot pool without a cue ball. I was trying to imagine a member of the Q Collective, like, winning the Tour de France and then getting testicular cancer so that he would drop a cue ball. What do you think of referring to getting a hernia as blowing a gasket?
I'm in favor of that. That's not as disgusting as some of the euphemisms I've heard.
Yeah, my boss at my old job described it as having dropped a nut carrying a television up the stairs. Dropped a nut. You hate the phrase to bust a nut, right?
Yeah, but I discovered that I hated more, even more than that, just using nut.
Oh, nut as a verb. Yeah,
meaning had an orgasm.
Yeah. It's funny, though.
Yeah. Right. No.
I don't think I would ever use it myself.
I don't think I would even use it ironically. It's just, I find it so distasteful. I don't know why.
Yeah. ARP says, did you plan to have Oyster Egg Day and the opening of Crimbotown on the same day? It seems many people are foregoing eggs for Crimbotown. I'm not surprised.
I thought that was very funny, because well, not very funny, but, you know, kind of funny. I didn't know, or hadn't checked to see that Oyster Day was coming up, and, you know, that whole comment about the flying oyster hiring, coming from the elf at the cafe, I was like, oh, that was accidentally apropos of something. since it actually was Oyster Day the day that all rolled out. Should probably go to the next month on my 2008 Crimbo calendar.
Yeah, mine. I have two. I have the 2008 calendar, and then I have the antique tractor calendar that I always get from my grandpa. And this year's kind of sucked, actually. But like,
you're talking about the tractor calendar sucking, right?
The
K-Walk calendar's awesome.
K-Walk, the K-Walk calendar's rule. Yeah, this tractor calendar, I was like, ah, sweet, my tractor calendar's here. And then, as always, everybody's like, what the fuck? Why do you have a tractor calendar? And I'm like, no, look at it. It's awesome. Some of these tractors are really cool. Because, like, the first couple of years, the tractors were really cool. Like, some of them were, like, crazy, like, modded, like, hot rod tractors and stuff. But, like, this year, it's just all just ordinary tractors.
Hmm.
And so, you know, that's like, whatever. But yeah, no, that my grandpa always gets like a big stack of them from the Farm Bureau. It's like some. I feel like they're like, I always put them up such that I can't see whatever it is. Let's see what it's advertising this year. Let's see, Effingham Clay Service Company. I guess it is just the Farm Services Office. They typically will have like pesticide ads on them or something. Yeah. Anyway, both of my calendars are still set to October because I never remember to update my calendars. Hot Stuff flips the one in my office every once in a while when he notices that it's a month behind. And I had this entire year I forgot to acquire any like filthy whore calendar for the office bathroom.
Hmm.
And now is about the time that I need to start buying men's magazines to get the calendars.
I want to
the December issue of FHM and Stuff and Maxim always come to the calendar with filthy whores.
I want to get this year's Nerdcore calendar because it's got all the sci-fi themed stuff. That's the calendar that iSpeculum always gets with the first year was a bunch of women with various gaming accessories, and like a naked woman with a power glove on, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And last year was all comic books, and this year is all sci-fi evoking images.
Maybe I'll just order one of those for the office. The Pretentious Artist, apparently, he advertises his shirt line in this magazine called Hebe, which is for upscale, trendy, urban Jews. And they had a calendar that was like the hottest Jewish women they could find. I could say something really insulting. it's just like a swimsuit calendar, basically. And the women are very attractive. But it's like the year 4069 and whatever wacky calendar those Jews use.
Right.
And all of the month, we have no idea what month it actually is on this calendar, because all of the months are things like Shmefep and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what's up in the office bathroom now, because that's all we had. And damn it, I want to see filthy whores while I'm pissing.
That make it hard.
It's really been, you know, growing up, like every time like we'd take the car in to get fixed, it was just, it's like an aspect of a place where men work. There needs to be a calendar with women either naked or in swimsuits on the wall at a place where men work. And, you know, if this were a real company, Zly would probably have filed a sexual harassment suit against me. But luckily, Zly is Zly and doesn't give a shit about that kind of crap.
Yeah, and is equally as likely to enjoy an attractive naked woman as the next guy.
What are you implying?
Sly goes to strip clubs and stuff. She doesn't mind looking at a naked woman.
Okay. As long as that's all you're implying.
Oh, and she's gayer than Christmas. But
yeah, see, we've always had a don't ask, don't tell policy, and now that you've told me, I have to fire her.
Well, you didn't ask, so it's okay.
Okay, that's true. Nerdcore, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's called?
I believe so. I wonder if
I search for that on Google, I'm just going to end up with a bunch of pictures of MC Frontalot's penis, aren't I?
I hope so.
Boy, that's something I don't want to see again.
Totallynerdcore.com.
I see. How much does that calendar cost?
It's like $30.
Jesus.
Well, yeah, you gotta pay the women some money to take off their clothes.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you have to pay the women some money to take off their clothes.
$25.
Let's see. Iron Giant says, I was hoping that the mutant Crimbo outfit zapping was intentional, like the Robo Goose eggs. You can use the parts to create more parts so their numbers would increase for new players. You know, we're going to be fine on these things for new players. For like the Crimbo stuff gets multi-farmed out such the ass that it really, you know, it is not hard for new players over the next couple of years to get all of that stuff if they really want it.
Yeah, and if we were going to make it like the Robo Goose kind of self-perpetuating, we wouldn't do it that way.
Yeah, because that's like a goofy. Like, we wouldn't do it in a way that seemed broken, yeah. You know? Zero Bluff says, Jick, I had my deviated septum fixed a while ago. It's awesome. I never knew I couldn't breathe before. Well, okay, that's one experience brought to bear on my situation.
I think I have a similar affliction in the... Because I only snore when I'm lying on one side,
yeah,
not the other. So, you know, not snoring anymore would probably be enough to entice me to get it done.
Huh. I just, the problem that it creates for me is there is, like, I kind of always have this wound up one of my nostrils. Like, there's just a spot in my sinuses that has hurt for 15 years. And, like, every time I get a cold, it just hurts really bad. And every time, like, you know, every time that's, like, I'm a little stuffy, it hurts really bad. And every time I have a hangover, it is just, it's like a knife stabbed into my nose.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I happen to be going to an ear, nose, and throat guy for a different reason. So I was like, hey, by the way, I got this. Because, like, my dad also had the exact same thing in the exact same spot, and so did his dad.
Hmm.
I found out when I was younger, and Dad taught me a trick where what you do is you smear a bunch of Neosporin onto a Q-tip, and then you jam it up your nose about 3 inches and scrape it around.
And then you pull out the tracer that's been stuck into your head.
Oh yeah, no man, that was awesome. Yeah, I really need to watch that movie again. I haven't seen it in years. 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 2 weeks.
That was terrifying, by the way.
That part ruled.
Where the lady's head kind of stopped working because it wasn't really a head. Yeah, that was really freaking terrifying as a kid.
There for a while when I was posting 2 weeks on everything is when it was going to be done. Somebody posted a clip of that section of the movie. I was like, oh, right on, that's awesome. I'm just going to start linking to that YouTube video every time somebody asks me when something is going to happen.
Apparently my vocals are fading in and out weirdly. I think what it is when I'm not paying attention, I'll just kind of grab the band of the headphones that runs behind my head and just kind of move it up and down and around. And I'm kind of a fidgety guy. So sorry if my vocals are fading in and out either weirdly or not.
Or otherwise. I hadn't really noticed it, but then again, I don't pay a lot of attention when we do these radio shows. Pineapple of Despair says, how about making inventory icons optional? How about I did that 5 years ago? look in your account menu. I wonder if getting my deviated septum fixed would change my voice. I wonder if the radio listeners would be sad to lose the old nasally Jick voice that drones on so and allows them to drift off into slumberland.
I don't think that it would bring your voice down out of your nose because you're accustomed to talking that way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Is it really something that I do on purpose? Is it something that I could? Is having a nasally voice something that you do by talking in a certain way?
I don't know. You know, like I can make my voice more nasally. You know. Or
so can I. I mean, anybody can do that. But I mean, this is kind of the relaxed state of talking. It's not like I'm trying to talk in a voice.
No, I don't think you're putting it on, but I think that...
You don't think it's like the Ritz in that regard?
Yeah. I think that it's not something that would change even if your nose changed.
Right. I wonder what they do when they fix your deviated septum. Probably involves a lot of knives up your nose.
I think they just take a nail set And just put it up your nose and bang it with a hammer.
Just hit it with a hammer until they hit brains.
Right.
And that's when they know to stop. He said it's outpatient. And you bleed and have, like, nasal leakage for a week, but that it's not a big deal. Which, I don't know, bleeding and having nasal leakage for a week sounds like a pretty fucking big deal to me.
I don't know, I've had nasal leakage for a week. It's anal leakage that you gotta worry about.
I got some kind of crazy... like, you've taken, like, Claritin D, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Does it like amp you up? I generally try to avoid Sudafed because I'm all like high strung enough as it is.
It will either amp me up or completely space me out.
Huh.
And I've never been able to understand why. It's just every time I take it, I just have to wait and see, is this going to make me all kind of tense but able to breathe, or is it going to make me kind of sleepy but able to breathe? Or am I going to get one or the other of the side effects and absolutely no relief?
Huh.
It's just a crapshoot every time.
No, I don't know. I got a big bottle of it, courtesy of the insurance company and Target's pharmacy. I guess I'll try and take some on a day when I don't have a lot to do. The thing is, I pay so much attention to it that I'll take it and then I'll be like, oh man, I'm freaking out. Oh man, I'm freaking out. I'm freaking out. Oh man, I'm freaking out. Is this because the Allegra D? I'm freaking out, man. I'm freaking out. And then, you know, no, it turns out it hasn't even kicked in yet. It's just that I'm watching for it. A little hypervigilant.
Maybe they could give you some kind of sedative to take before you take it.
And then you go, wake up every morning and take it with a bottle of whiskey.
You just see a thing, they go, I don't know, am I feeling relaxed? I guess I feel kind of relaxed. Maybe that's kicked in and I can take the Claritin now. Am I relaxed enough to take it? I don't know, is it working yet?
Yeah, I mean, that's the glory of booze. Booze is the only drug that doesn't freak me out.
Right on. I thought you were, yep. you've smoked your share of Sensimilla.
A little bit. I don't really like smoking pot because I just get the whole, like, oh man, why is my heart beating so fast? Oh fuck, what's wrong? Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. You know, like, so I would say that I have actually been high two or three times in the last 10 years.
Huh.
I kind of got that all out of my system in that 1 year of college that I went to. Funky Monkey says, Fineldar says, make the fruitcake a semi-rare and put the unaffected radiation joke in the adventure text. Yeah, we didn't put semi-rares in the Crimbo Zone.
Would people appreciate that or not appreciate that?
I don't know. I mean, if they were spending all of their turns there, they would only get one, you know. Funky Monkey says, Fineldar says, if CDM has... Why does Funky Monkey keep channeling Fineldar? If CDM has ideas for cleaning stuff up, make him do it now, or he can keep doing things that suck total ass. What? Also, the parenthetical stuff with the poundage like the stats would look terrible. You're right. Well, thank you for confirming that. Yeah, right. And I see he's making the joke about, you know, Fineldar talking about the stuff that CDM was doing not being useful enough. Noah Nank says, the cats are going to kill you. And then, I see. And then it's a list of everything that cats do and how it means that they're going to kill you.
I don't think that that's true.
Yeah. That when they need you, it means that they're checking your internal organs for weaknesses.
Now, that one I believe.
I've been spending a lot of quality time with my cat over the last couple of days, and she's been doing a lot of kneading.
Did you tell her that you needed her to need you?
Yes.
Oh, I see.
People are talking about the pagination of the clan stuff. When we pushed Crimbo, we ended up pushing a lot of stuff that C.D. Moyer had on the dev server in testing, including pagination of clan membership lists, which was should have happened a long fucking time ago, or else we should have made it so you couldn't have clans with 9 million fucking people in them. Oh, let's see. Chocolate Man says, just wondering, is there any instance in the coding of KOL that you use the big O concept? Is this one of those things where your parents who have a PhD are telling you that you have to pay attention in computer science classes as an undergraduate because someday you will actually use them, and it's the equivalent of a kid in junior high asking their uneducated parents when they're ever going to need algebra in real life? We never talk about it because none of us are really... Xenophobe was the only, like, actual sort of... I don't actually know. I don't know what C.D. Moore's level of education is. I don't know if he has a degree in computer science or not. But Xenophobe did, so, I mean, he was at least aware of that kind of thing. I mean, I feel like, in general, you... think about the way code is going to scale when you write it. I fucked that up the other day because I made it so Yummy Tummy Beans were multi-usable just as I was dicking around with some stuff, and created a situation where if you tried to use too many of them, I had written the code such that PHP would actually run out of memory. And it would give you all of the effects of however many it was able to run through before you ran PHP out of memory and it stopped executing, but it wouldn't actually take them away. So I had inadvertently introduced an infinite sugar rush and infinite drunkenness and infinite anything that Yummy Tummy Beans can give you bug, because I wasn't paying attention to the way that code scaled up, which probably there would have been a way to express that in big O notation that would have... Theoretical computer science has very little place in actual work in a production environment like this. You know, like, it's all well and good to say, like, well, in order for this to be done properly, you need to have these levels of abstraction such that this object, you know, doesn't ever need to know how this object works or whatever. And that's fine if you are writing theoretical code to run on theoretical infinite capacity hardware, but once you actually have to run things for thousands of people at the same time on actual computers that you're paying money for, the things that concern you are a lot more mundane than the kind of theoretical underpinnings of the code that you're writing. And so, I don't mean to bag on computer science or computer scientists. I'm just saying it's a different world once you actually have to make something work for real people. Ekamekam says, speaking of games, if you like Portal, then I highly recommend Portal Prelude, a third-party mod with a new storyline, voices, cake, and everything. Bloody hard, but very good ending. Oh, that's cool. I should get that mod, because I sure did like Portal. Did you ever get past the place where you were stuck?
One of these days. I don't know if my big rig has the video card to play it. I mean, I have it on my laptop, but you really have to play it with a mouse.
I mean, you can't just plug a mouse into your laptop?
Well, I could. Actually, I can't do anything with my laptop for the next 2 to 3 business days. Because sometime during the afternoon, just my AC adapter just died.
Huh.
For no particular reason, like, I unplugged it one place, plugged it in another place, and it just wouldn't charge up, so... Yeah, I should boot up Portal again. I think enough time has elapsed that it's about my usual lag between things being popular and me going, wow, this was really cool. So, yeah, I should probably give it another shot. But no, to answer your question, I hadn't actually played with it since I got stopped.
Well, I can't reload the damn questions now because the backup is running. And we're going to see. First rollover where people know that it's Crimbo, I expect that it's going to be lag-gasmatastic over the next hour or so. Although we have all the old questions to get through. No, wait, I must have accidentally flushed them. Son of a bitch.
That means I'm going to be taking the lead on the show then, I think.
If you have them still up, all the questions before 12-8 that were there, copy and paste those into a wiki item, if you could.
Actually, I did refresh mine, too, it looks like. Because there were questions that you were talking about that weren't on my screen.
I see.
Hey. All right, well, and I do have the 12-8 questions up.
Yeah.
Are there any that we haven't answered?
Nope. Unfortunately, there are not. We could just,
I now have, six friends on, or six new friends on Kongregate, including you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This is the problem, though, with these, like, everything has to be a damn social networking site now.
Yeah.
Forums. What the hell?
Yeah, what the fuck is going on with our... I really wish that I had known about that and had been able to prevent it from happening. Because I, like... So on our forums, I've got a bunch of fucking friend requests, and I don't want them. I don't want our forums to have a friends list, but I feel bad about, like, declining people's friend requests. So I can never see when I have PMs.
Yeah, that is where I live, too. I have all of the... And these random, like, they're people that I know, and sure, they can be my forum buddy, except I think the whole thing is stupid. So I'm not going to confirm or deny them, I just kind of leave them in limbo. So, yeah. The problem with, I mean, on Kongregate, like, that's cool, but, like, Facebook, I just had to go and purge the names that had been sitting there making me feel guilty for 2 years now.
Right.
Because if somebody tells me, like, this is Bob Hope's Lesbian Golf Cart on KOL, I'll add them, even if I don't really know that person. But just the people who request an ad, and instead of a picture of their face, they have a picture of, like, a fucking lolcat or something. And they don't say anything, or they say, hello there, Mr. Skullhead, and are all creepy, then I don't want to add them, but then I don't want to decline them, and
all
right. That's just no fun at all. So if you're going to add me on Facebook, just tell me your player name or something.
Huh. There's two people shouted to me on Kongregate since we talked about it, too.
So I turned
off. Oh, well. Yeah. It knows that I'm 32. Maybe I was 32 when I signed up. I don't know. But look at, I have like 23 pages worth of, it looks like I signed up. No, I was 31 when I signed up. It must know my birthday. I signed up September 20th,
2007. Hmm. So right before my birthday.
Hey, look. The shit finally is working again. Disturbing fan. Nightval says the new Crimbo Familiar looks a great deal like Manhandla from the Zelda games. I don't remember Manhandla from the Zelda games.
No way. What does that even mean? No.
Yeah. Metal Ganon says, yeah, so are the chances of getting something from the sturdy boxes equal for all items? No. There's all kinds of craziness going on with that math. That was one of the things I turned over to Hot Stuff. It's not really that crazy. It's fairly straightforward. But no, not all things are created equal inside those crates. Alec GW says, "What age would be recommended for playing KOL? Because I am 10." Well, good to have you here, Alec GW. I think that we try to go out of our way to make things appropriate for younger audiences. At least to the point where their parents aren't going to get mad at us. But, I don't know. I'd recommend that you be at least 30 to get most of our jokes.
See. We got...
Bosef asks if the radio show can be less substantive. My wrist hurts from transcribing.
I really thought that we were doing a good job at not talking about anything substantive this one. I mean, we did have a whole Crimbo discussion, but...
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've gone through a lot of questions and haven't, talked about a lot of interesting things. I feel like they transcribe it even when we talk about our bullshit personal lives.
You know? Well, you know, like an interesting conversation, you know, but in the transcription it would go down as
talking about
Christmas shopping. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, Bosef might be a new transcriber. He might be trying to literally write down everything that we say.
It seems like the torch is getting passed fairly quickly. Like, the Spectre wasn't able to do a couple of them, and somebody stepped up and did a fantastic job. And
it happens every once in a while. I feel like we'll get somebody doing them for, like, 6 months, and then there will be kind of a scramble where a bunch of people will trade it off for a while, and then one person will settle into it and do it for another 6 months. Funky Monkey says, there are 400,000 penguins in this toy factory? Wow, it's penguins all the way down. Better yet, it's a clown factory. Quibarek says, special ending if we kill exactly the same number of penguins and elves?
Yes.
Sure. If you can actually coordinate that between the thousands of people that are playing, yes, you will get a special ending if you kill exactly the same number of penguins and elves. Metal Ganon says, again, why aren't the hippies pissed off about the radiation affecting the trees? They are, it's just that nobody cares what hippies are pissed off about.
Well, plus they're so far away from the big mountain.
Ekamikam says, I've used Congregate. I love Lightbot and Chronotron. They're awesome. You only like games where you're a robot.
Those are two games that I haven't yet played. Of course, I've only played, like, three games.
What all have you played on Congregate?
I got on there because...
You played the Hedgehog launch.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Somebody described 99 Bricks to me. Actually, Boing Boing described 99 Bricks to me, and that's what got me playing. And then the Space Hedgehog game, and a couple of things that I only played for like a minute. Like, the zombie killing game that's on the front page is terrible.
Which one was it? The kind of top-down one where you run around with WASD and...
Jesus, maybe I just really suck at controlling a game like that, but just kind of immediately, three things were gnawing on me, and I could only shoot two of them before I died.
So that was five seconds of time that
I'm not getting back.
Eternal Red is a little too meta for me, also. Like, I like... Like, Gemcraft and Tower... Desktop Tower... Gemcraft is... It's not immediately obvious that it's cool, but it ends up being... it was something that, like... Both Hot Stuff and I got really into for a few days and wasted a lot of company time playing it. But Desktop Tower Defense is awesome if you're into that kind of thing. Sunny just makes me want to make a better game than Sunny and put it on Congregate.
And for the most part, I'm looking for those casual games, like the Hedgehog launch, that I can spend an hour trying to master and then stop.
I played on the winners for this month. There were like three games that just find the differences in these pictures. And after discovering the like cross your eyes and get to the point where one of your eyes is looking at each of the pictures and then just click everywhere that looks weird method, it's kind of awesome, but it's also kind of like nauseating and cheating.
Yeah.
But it's cool that works. It's like, you know, you cross your eyes till you can get just one image in the middle, and then click on all the like things that are flickering in a ghostly way.
It's
spooky.
Well, then you get to see the schooner.
Yeah. I guess I always do those. I guess I always do magic eyes backwards, because I do them by crossing my eyes instead of actually getting my eyes to relax outwards. So everything that's supposed to be popping out at you is sinking into the page when I look at it.
I can't cross my eyes. So the ones that require you to cross your eyes, I just can't see.
Oh, you suck at crossing your eyes.
Yeah, one of my eyes is lazy.
Oh. Is it your left eye? Because you look kind of Israeli. And miracles amaze me.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You probably don't know that song. There's a Beck song called Nicotine and Gravy on Midnight Vultures. You should actually download that song, legitimately purchase and listen to that song. Nicotine and Gravy. It's a fucking good song. You'd like it.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Are we ready to not be on the radio anymore?
I think so. We got Speculum in the batting circle. On deck. That's where I was going with that. Jesus. Yeah, it really is.
Is he swabbing it?
He is. He's an everlasting deck swabber. All right, good night, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you next time.
See you Thursday.